It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you all that good stuff. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. You could be on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Midwest. You could be in Canada. You could be somewhere where I wouldn't even think about. Thank you for listening to the show. It gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got you covered. You can listen many ways on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You can lock in utilizing the free Odyssey app. I will say it again. The app is free. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to it. Just say, hey, play Infinity Sports Network, and boom, it pops right on up. You don't even have to move a finger. Thank you to everybody who's been hanging out for the first hour of the show. We've been busy. We talked about some happy people, or at least one happy person. And then we talked about some angry people, not so happy folks, and some very unhappy people would happen to be members of the Los Angeles Lakers and the Philadelphia 76ers. They took some losses last night. And they also had some angry coaches and angry players due to the officiating. I'm going to give you an update on some of the angriness from the players and coaches like Nick Nurse, LeBron James. We'll do that momentarily. It was only about an hour ago that the NBA actually released some of the findings from last night's two-minute report between the Philadelphia 76ers and the New York Knicks. So I'll share that with you momentarily. And then we'll get back into some of the angry, upset folks. When things go wrong for a team, everybody always wants to blame the officiating. What else is new? We'll get into that momentarily. Thank you so much to Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer for joining us last hour. And then we talked about someone who was happy because he's about to get drafted. Okay, Drake May from North Carolina. He was very happy that the Washington Commanders took him to play Top Golf. They could have taken him to Chuck E. Cheese. They could have taken him to the Olive Garden. They could have taken this man to anywhere, and he'd be kissing the ass because he wants to be drafted number two overall. So we'll talk more about some of these rookie quarterbacks later on in the show because they all want to get drafted. But you want to know the reality? These rookie quarterbacks, they are not all going to be good. How about if I got to take a look at, let's say, six of them? We might only be looking at two of them starting in a couple of seasons from now. And so we'll get into the quarterbacks later on in the show. We got NBA playoff action again tonight. What else is new? Phoenix at Minnesota, they get underway in about 30 minutes. We have the Pacers and the Bucks. They get going in about 90 minutes from now. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. He will be out with that strained calf again. And then we have Dallas and the Clippers as the last game of the night. We'll keep you up to date on everything as things certainly progress. And we got quarterback talk, Caitlin Clark's contract. We actually have the numbers, the Chiefs. We got some numbers on the Chiefs, or at least the management. They're going to be sticking around for a while. They got some new contracts, so we got a lot to do. You want to participate in the show? It's simple. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Right before we went to break, we talked about Drake May. Washington Commanders took every quarterback out to Top Golf for bonding. I guess also to see how competitive they were and just to see whether or not they suck at golf, and maybe that means that they are better a quarterback. So Drake May is happy. He's about to get drafted. I told you about some individuals that are not happy. And, well, I mean, after last night, those amazing playoff games between the Knicks and the Sixers, as well as the Nuggets and the Lakers, Nick Nurse was not happy. LeBron James wasn't happy. And you want to know who they weren't happy with? Not just themselves. They weren't happy with the officials. The Knicks beat the Sixers 104-101. Tyrese Maxey had 35 points, was sick earlier in the day, and then he was also kind of knocked around at the end of the game. Ball was stolen from him, allowing Dante DiVincenzo to knock down the game-winning three. But Nick Nurse was like, hey, I tried to call a timeout. Also, the NBA just admitted this about an hour ago, that Tyrese Maxey was fouled two times at the end of the game and that these calls were not made. The NBA basically said he was grabbed by Jalen Brunson. Should have been a foul before the ball was inbounded. Also, when Josh Hart stole the ball, that Josh Hart bumped Maxey when he went to the ground, and that caused the foul, and that actually caused the turnover, allowing the New York Knicks to win the game. And Nick Nurse, outside of the fouls, Nick Nurse basically said, I was calling timeouts yesterday. I was trying to call a timeout when our guard, Tyrese Maxey, was getting knocked around. And Nick Nurse said the referees just, they acted like I didn't exist. Listen to the head coach of the 76ers.
The first thing is, obviously, they score. We take a look at getting it in quick. We don't get it in quick. I call timeout. Referee looked right at me, ignored me. Went into Tyrese. I called timeout again. Then the melee started.
Well, he's right. And the NBA backs him up. That Maxey got fouled twice. They didn't necessarily dive too much into whether or not, you know, this man, Nick Nurse, should have been allowed a timeout. But the fact is, yeah, if everything was called perfectly, the Sixers probably would have won the game. Hickey, is that disappointing to you? Somewhat happy that the Knicks won the game?
No, not disappointed. They won the game.
No.
So nothing the NBA is going to say is going to take that W away. You can talk about missed calls here, missed calls there. End of the day, they're up 2-0.
New York Knicks up 2-0. The 76ers are down 0-2. And this is a part of the game, right? The human element. Foul calls, no calls, what have you. I mean, even with advanced technology, replay and what have you, sometimes the calls still don't take place. I mean, how about in Colorado? We can forget New York for a second. LeBron James was upset. The Los Angeles Lakers, they lost to the Nuggets for the 10th straight game. They lost 101-99. Jamal Murray knocks down a game winner over Anthony Davis to call the game a wrap. But LeBron James was actually upset with something that happened earlier. Okay, we can go ahead and take a look at D'Angelo Russell getting popped in the face by Michael Porter Jr. Okay? Called a foul. They actually went to the replay center, which is hilarious. They walk over to the scorer's table. They check in with the folks in Secaucus, New Jersey. And then they said that there was no foul. Now, let me remind you of something. The Los Angeles Lakers led this game by 20 points in the third quarter. The Lakers led by 20 points in the third quarter. They blew it at the end. But LeBron James, he did admit, hey, we sucked. We blew this up. We didn't do what we needed to do. But then LeBron James, he took issues with the replay center. Why the hell are we replaying calls? Why are we going to the place with a million cameras if they can't even get it right? Listen to LeBron.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Nick game, too. What are we doing?
Hickey, here's the thing. Of course, LeBron James being upset about the replay center. Of course, that garnered more attention than anything else. LeBron James did say, we blew the game. We didn't make shots. They made shots. LeBron James said that. But it appeared to be much more emphasis on the replay center than the Lakers blowing the game. I mean, it's much easier for LeBron James to sit down and say the officials in New Jersey suck as opposed to Anthony Davis. He can't say that. LeBron James can't say, well, Anthony Davis, he ran out of gas at the end of the game. He can't say, oh, well, yeah, Anthony Davis, oh, yeah, he was hot for a while, and then in the second half, he basically disappeared. And so LeBron James, the great teammate that he is, deflection, deflection, deflection. LeBron James, have you ever seen him play dodgeball, Hickey?
No.
I think that LeBron James would be the best dodgeball player. You know what? Let's listen to Anthony Davis again. This is when he was asked about that game winner that Jamal Murray hit. Let's listen to Anthony Davis' explanation.
Can you take us through that last play, just what happened, what unfolded, what was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play?
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Everybody here is a master of deflection. Anthony Davis, before he decided to quit, he was also asked about the Lakers and their strategy. And Anthony Davis, he's like, hey, well, we don't know what the hell is going on.
We've shown that we're more than capable. We have stretches where we just don't know what we're doing on both ends of the floor. And those are the ones that cost us.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? LeBron James wants to blame the officials in Secaucus, right? Anthony Davis wants to blame the coach. He's like, hey, we don't know what's going on. That's a sly way to blame the coach. And so what does the coach have to say? Let's listen to Darvin Ham.
Yeah, it stings. Remember this feeling as we take it back home to L.A. And we got to give them that same feeling in game three. We can't. That needs to be the sole focus. Recovery process has to start now as filling our cups back up. But game three, it's all about game three right now.
They're down 0-2, right? They can't go back in time and change anything. They can't fix anything. They can't alter anything. They just have to accept that they are in an 0-2 hole. I mean, this is the same Darvin Ham who after game one basically said, yeah, I don't know how to stop Jokic. Like, that's the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I guess every athlete is just being ridiculously open and honest right now, whether or not they have a strategy or whether or not they do. This is a sad situation right now for the Los Angeles Lakers being down 0-2. And everybody always just wants to blame the officials. I mean, it doesn't matter the sport. Remember yesterday, before we even got to the Lakers playing, before we even got to the Sixers, it was Aaron Boone. The official stink. Listen to this. Aaron Boone getting tossed out when he didn't even say anything. Even Aaron Boone thinks officiating sucks.
I really didn't even go after Hunter. You know, I was more upset that, you know, on the appeal, and I said, Hunter, you can call it too. And he came back at me pretty hard, to which I didn't respond. I just said, okay. Went down, and it's embarrassing. It really is a bad, it's embarrassing. I didn't. I heard somebody yell, but again, I was standing down, and I heard, you're gone, Aaron. And that's what I was like. I couldn't believe it.
Everybody stinks. And in that case, yeah, it is. But we got to remember this. Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, everybody's human. Like, as long as we have humans officiating the games, Hickey, what's going to change?
Nothing.
The best thing I saw yesterday, somebody got on social media and said, we need robo-umps. You can't have robotic referees in basketball. The NFL, I know that they're going to move eventually towards getting rid of those stupid ball and chains, but as long as we have humans, the referees are going to make mistakes. And then the players, you know what they're going to do? They're going to complain. That's just life. And if you're LeBron James and you're trying to win a championship, you want to know what you're going to do? You're going to deflect. This is the same LeBron James who lost last year in the Western Conference Finals. And you want to know what he did? LeBron James wanted to take the approach of, yeah, we just lost, but more importantly, I might quit. I might retire. I might call it a wrap. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. But in the business of professional sports, that's the easy thing to do. Because what LeBron isn't going to do is call out his teammate Anthony Davis. What Anthony Davis isn't going to do is call out LeBron or D'Angelo Russell. And what Darvin Ham is going to do, he's going to look forward, because if LeBron snaps his fingers, Darvin Ham would be the next guy out of the building. Everybody always has to look for somebody to blame. And the officials, well, they're always the scapegoat. Unless it's Major League Baseball, where a lot of the referees and the umpires ultimately suck. I mean, if we lived in an ideal world, the players would just suck it up. They would. But everybody wants to participate in politics. If LeBron James wanted to just suck it up, LeBron James would sit at the press conference. He'd say, we blew a 20-point lead and we lost. If Nick Nurse wanted to suck it up and be honest, which you can't do, Nick Nurse would say, our starting center is walking wounded every single day and every single game. But he can't. Everything is all about politics, and everybody has to complain, and even the fan bases have to complain. But you want to know something? The fans, they don't got to be accountable here to the players or the teams. The fans could tell the truth. Unfortunately, a lot of fans fall into the excuses, just like the players. I mean, if you're a Lakers fan right now, don't blame the replay center. Don't follow the Bible of LeBron. If you're Nick Nurse, don't complain and follow what Nick Nurse says. The fact is, when you lose these games, don't blame the officials. You got nobody to blame but yourselves. There's a human element that you already know exists. Do better. All these athletes nowadays, you know what they say, Hickey? I'm going to control what I can control. I think I heard it today from somebody. We need to control the controllable. I don't worry about what I can't control. Unless it's the officials, Hickey.
It's funny. The refs always kind of, you're right. Every athlete says some sort of similar cliche. I'm only worried about me. Yet the refs always find a way, though, to kind of get in there. And it's, I worry about me and the refs.
Yeah, that's I'm going to control what I can do until it inconveniences me. And then, like you said, then I'm going to blame the referees. And until we really have technology that oversees every element of the game, what are we going to do? We're going to have more athletes that complain. And let's really think about this for a minute. Basketball? Is there ever going to be a robot that determines the game? Like officiates? I don't think so, no. In the NFL, maybe years from now, baseball, I don't think, Hickey, they can actually have a machine call every element of the game, right? Wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's the easiest because there's really no gray area. It's ball or strike, right? You can have a strike zone.
Fair ball, foul. Ball, strike, fair, foul.
Out, safe.
Yeah, is the guy, and then, yeah, did the guy touch the base or did the ball get to the base before? I guess the only part is whether or not the ball went into the glove. I think that might be the only thing.
And maybe outside, like a check swing, maybe?
A check swing should be easy. Did the barrel of the bat cross the plate? That's easy.
Right. That's true.
That's easy. Baseball is the easiest game, I think, to modernize with technology. The NFL, probably, you know, first down marker, that should be easy. Maybe there's some judgment calls, and then you need someone to, I don't know. Computers are going to be able to do everything. Was this a dirty tackle? Was it not? Basketball, the pace and speed of the game, they got a replay center. But LeBron James feels that they don't work, that they don't do the job, that they're not good enough. Well, LeBron James, I say this to you because you can't say it. You want to know what's not good enough? Your teammates. Spencer Dinwiddie, who had 0 points. Someone like Gabe Vincent, who also was a non-factor. Well, yeah, we can't throw those guys under the bus because we're in the same locker room. Everybody always wants to talk about they can only do what they do and they work hard. But when it's time to blame somebody, yeah, just blame the refs at the end of the game. Let's forget the other, I don't know, 47 minutes that your team just didn't play hard. Maybe that's the bigger reason. 855-212-4227 That's 855-212-4227. Everybody hates the refs. The only guy who had a good reason yesterday, well, it was Aaron Boone and the Yankees. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a game that's getting ready to get started any minute now. We got an old dog, and then we got a young one. The Suns and the Timberwolves are going to go at it. The old dog is Kevin Durant, and the young one is Anthony Edwards, letting everybody know that he has arrived. We'll talk about that series. Looks like the Falcons here in Atlanta might be in trouble. The Jokic brothers might be in trouble. And then we'll get into Caitlin Clark and then some of these NFL quarterback prospects. There's so much to do. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't blame the refs.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. In about 10, 15 minutes from now, the Minnesota Timberwolves will get underway, have game two of their series in game one. Minnesota beat the Suns 120-95. Kevin Durant had 31 points. Anthony Edwards had 35. And the Phoenix Suns, well, they're trying to avoid an 0-2 hole. Right before we went to break, we talked about the fact that nobody loves the refs. Nobody loves the officials. And who would, right? I mean, we can go out and look at high school games, high school officiating. We got parents who are ripping referees, umpires to shreds. So much so that it can become ridiculously difficult to even find folks who want to ref, you know, kids' games, right, at high school and even younger than that. And so what you think is going to be different in the NBA, the NFL? You know, LeBron James is killing not just the referees on site. He's killing the entire referee center. And then you got Nick Nurse, who was justified. He's like, man, they didn't even look at me. Didn't even acknowledge the fact that I was calling the timeout. And then just a hilarious example yesterday, actually a reason to hate the referees. Aaron Boone is just standing around minding his business. And the umpire throws him out of the game because he was confused between Aaron Boone and a fan. And then wouldn't want to admit his mistake, you know, after the fact. And so everybody hates the refs. Always got to pin the blame on somebody. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Dan is here from Wisconsin. Hey, Dan, how are you, man? You are on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey, I'm good, JR. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I just want to say something about LeBron James. I just think he's the old saying, don't blame the water if you can't swim. You're up by 20 points, you're blaming the official. Grow up. Come on. I'm sick of it. I mean, officiating is tough. I realize that. 2 weeks ago, that official in the NHL game, in the Bruins game, he got teakettled over backwards, hit his head on the ice, and they carted him off on a stretcher. I mean, the officials, they can only do so much. I realize we're going to make, as long as it's a human game, there's going to be human error. And I just think it's ridiculous. Aaron Boone, I can see his point. As far as LeBron James, I he has no business.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. Hickey, I never heard that one, but I like it. Don't blame the water if you can't swim. Have you heard that cliche before?
No, I like it a lot. You're right. It's original and right to the point.
I do. I'm going to steal that one. I'm going to steal that one. Like, don't blame the water if you can't swim. Yeah, well, the Lakers certainly drowned yesterday, gave up a 20-point lead, and that ended up taking the L. Always got to blame somebody. Oh, by the way, congratulations, because this actually just came down the pipe a few minutes ago. I told you the Sixers don't have too much to be happy about. They have an 0-2 hole. Congratulations to Tyrese Maxey, named most improved player from this past NBA season. Most improved player for the 2023-2024 season. That's 23-year-old Tyrese Maxey, who became an all-star this past season. He averaged 26 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds a game. Shot 37% from 3. And Tyrese Maxey, when this man has the ball in his hands, he is one of the quickest players that we have in the NBA, flat and period. And so I guess this is what happens when you no longer have James Harden on your team. You can actually flourish. You can become an all-star. You know, James Harden just looking for his next big payday with the Los Angeles Clippers. They'll be in action later on tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. The game that I told you is scheduled to start in a few minutes will actually be between the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns. The Suns are trying to avoid an 0-2 hole. And what happened with this big three? I thought Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and then also Bradley Beal, I thought they were going to be world changers. Well, Bradley Beal looks overrated right now if he's actually healthy. And then Devin Booker looked like crap. There's no other way to say it. Think about this stat line from this past Saturday. Devin Booker had 18 points, 5 of 16 from the field. Bradley Beal had 15 points. He was 6 of 10 from the field. These are supposed to be the stars with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant shouldn't have to go out there and do all the damn heavy lifting. And so it's going to be real interesting to see what happens in tonight's game, because they got to pick things up. The head coach of the Phoenix Suns, Frank Vogel, says when it comes to Devin Booker, I ain't worried about nothing.
We have others. I mean, you know, we have a team. You know, Phoenix Suns are a team. It's not about one player. You know, I'm not worried about him getting going. He's one of the best scorers in the league. Like I said, we'll do a better job of, you know, looking at ways to free him up. And he will be better in game two.
Come on now. The Phoenix Suns are a team. We knew heading into the season that the Phoenix Suns were basically a three-man team that they had to kind of fill out as the season continued on. I mean, they signed Isaiah Thomas. No, not the Pistons' Isaiah Thomas. The other Isaiah Thomas. They had to bring this man. I don't want to call him off of the career scrap heap, but Isaiah Thomas has been trying to fight to get back into the NBA for the past 7 years since he had to deal with all of those injuries. He's 35 years old. It's not like he's getting any bigger or stronger. He's still 5'8 in change. And this is who they had to help bring in. And so we can all talk about how the Phoenix Suns are a team. Yeah, no, it's Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and everybody else. That's the team. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they've been able to operate as a team. I mean, they got somebody like Naz Reid coming off of the bench, might be sixth man of the year. He was eligible for most improved. They have Karl Anthony Towns back. He's an all-star. And then you got Anthony Edwards, who's establishing himself as not just an all-star. He might be, sooner than later, like an MVP in the league. I told you he dropped 33 points the other day and talked a whole lot of trash to Kevin Durant. Let him know that his old ass was basically done. Well, the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Chris Finch, he says, I need us to play the same way tonight that we played on Saturday.
Our approach has to be one of, you know, like it was the other day, keep our edge, keep our desperation. We still have a ton to prove. There's, you know, we expect this to be a really long series. That's a great team over there with a bunch of good coaches that are going to make adjustments, so we got to be ready for those.
Oh, yeah, you want them to go out there and keep their edge. Stay competitive. Yeah, that's right. Devin Booker could wake up today and drop 50, okay? Bradley Beal, I don't got too much confidence in. Devin Booker, we know, he had a bad game. I don't expect him to be garbage throughout the course of the series. And so keeping an edge is very, very important if the Suns want to avoid an 0-2 hole. And what a massive disappointment that would be. We always knew the Phoenix Suns, the season would be decided on depth. But not escaping the first round? That would be a massive, massive disaster. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of keeping an edge, Nikola Jokic is one of the best players that the NBA has ever seen. His brother's got an edge, maybe too much of one. And then speaking of another type of edge, it looks like the Falcons and the Eagles tried to gain a competitive edge in free agency. It might hurt them in the future when it comes down to the draft. Did the Falcons and Eagles break some rules? We're going to talk about some edges on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout-outs to Mark Sanchez. Hickey, what is he? Is he doing college or is he doing professional analysis? He's in the booth, right?
He is. He is. He does a lot of NFC West games, I want to say. But, no, he's NFL color commentator on Big Fox.
Wow. Well, good for him. He was supposed, well, he's one of many that in a long list of guys who was supposed to be the franchise quarterback for the New York Jets. And maybe Sam Darnold would be on television in a few years.
What about Zach Wilson? It's a Jets way, right?
I don't know. Look. Zach Wilson doesn't come across, at least Mark Sanchez has a personality, right? Sam Darnold doesn't do much of anything. He's just trying to still play in the league, hoping that he can get a job. When it comes down to Zach Wilson, what has he shown much of a personality?
In the short time he's been in New York, he's shown a personality, if you want to call it that, of blaming other people.
Oh, well, that's what something? People do. That's what folks do all the time. Ironically, of the New York Jets just put out a, what do you call this? They put up a post on Instagram, and they thanked Zach Wilson for his contributions to the team. And you should see the comments from fans actually, I guess, appreciating Zach Wilson. Some of the comments, for what exactly? Why don't we have a no thank you button? Thank you, Zach. Now go fill your potential. Thanks for ruining 3 years of my life. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. There's no way that you, the New York Jets, posted this. Laugh my ass off. Thank you for finally being off of the roster. Why are we thanking this bum? See ya is one of the comments. Thank you for what? This post is psychotic. Thank you for all of the stress, false hope, and years off of our lives. New York Jet fans to a Zach Wilson. There you go.
Why are we doing that, JR?
Say again?
Why are they posting a thank you?
I don't know. But the other part about it is, why are they thanking him? The other 50% are actually fans blaming the New York Jets for failing him. And so that's the other element. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tommy in Mississippi. Hey, Tommy, you're on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hello, JR. How you doing, sir? Glad
Excellent.
To be able to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Last time I got to talk to you, you had one of the best sports questions that you could ever have on the radio.
What was it?
And name the biggest event that you ever went to in a sporting event that you probably would never see again.
Is that a I asked that to the public?
Yes, sir, you did.
What was your answer?
Game 7, NLCS, Sid Breen scoring from second base on Francisco Cabrera's single for the Braves to go to the World Series and beat the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, well, damn. Well, when did I ask this? Like 2-3 years ago?
About 2 years ago. That's a long time I have not talked to you.
Well, damn, Tommy, where the hell you been? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm on my way to Biloxi right now to go win some money off them. So,
you going to the Beau Rivage?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. What's up?
Okay. I asked your producer this, and he said you probably would know the answer better than he would. What is the training schedule that these referees have to go through for the NBA? So how long does it take to become a referee in the NBA?
Oh, man. I don't know the specific process, but I can tell you this. It's years. Okay? It's years. A lot of play, you actually have to apply, and it's like everything else, you have to have experience. And so a lot of the referees, they have to go through training. They got to become a part of the union. They actually have to start off. A lot of them come from college. They then end up in the G League. Like the NBA has extensive programs before you can become a referee. The referees in the NBA, they're also graded on their performance and what they do and what they don't do. These guys can be demoted. I mean, for instance, and they're not just guys, there's a female referee, excuse me for not knowing her name, but she's the first female ref, I want to say, to officiate a playoff game in, I think, what, 5 to 10 years? The first since Violet Palmer. So they get evaluated, and they get graded just like everybody else.
Wow, that's incredible. But I just don't see how why everybody has to be on these referees so much. I mean, God, they're human, you know? I mean, to err is human, isn't that correct? And that's the biggest thing, to err is human.
That is true, but also to be human is to blame somebody else. Isn't that also accurate?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you on that, JR. You do educate people quite a bit on your show.
Oh, I try my best. Well, thank you, Tommy. Go win some money for both of us at the Boat Ravage, okay?
Yes. Bet on black.
No doubt about it. Yeah, thank you, Tommy. You too. Hickey, let me tell you something. I've been to the Boat Ravage before in Biloxi. They have the best, what is it called? I can't even tell you. I guess it's not the best, right? Is it raisin? It's a sweet dish. It's a dessert. Not raisin bread. Oh, man. What is it called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Cornbread? Sweet bread? I have no idea what you're talking about. It's cinnamon raisin bread?
Yeah. What is it called? Oh, man. People are cursing me out all over the country right now. Bread pudding. Bread pudding.
Interesting.
They have some of the best. Have you ever had bread pudding before?
No. It has raisins in it. No, thank you.
It's sweet. What do you say? It's sweet. It has raisins. It's the best thing ever. What's your favorite dessert, Hickey?
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm a sweets guy, so this is right up my alley here. I would say, your classic dessert, give me, a nice, freshly cooked brownie. Oof. A little ice cream on top that melts, too. Mmm.
Just a regular chocolate brownie?
Yeah, no, I'm a simple man. I don't need a lot of exquisite. You know, one thing drives me crazy, when they put walnuts in it. A lot of places do that. I don't know why they try to dress it up. A nice, freshly baked brownie with ice cream on it, you don't need walnuts. You don't need any of the other fancy toppings or add-ons. Simple, let it go and enjoy it.
Oh, I understand completely. People put too many nuts in everything. This is I'm a fan of salad. Why are people putting all types of nuts in salads? Just give me the greens. People want texture and all this stuff. Just give me the damn basics, man.
Ironically, I feel like peanut allergies are through the roof now, too. Everyone's got some sort of nut allergy, yet, hey, let's add more nuts to this, add more nuts to that.
Is it nuts or gluten first? I could go back 15 years. I never heard gluten in my life, and nowadays everybody can't have gluten.
I agree, and I'm not going to say anything that jinxes my health because I love a lot of foods with gluten. I love peanut butter, and the last thing I want to do is curse myself and then not be able to eat either of those foods.
Well, there's enough individuals out there with it. So we got to wait and see about gluten. And it's a wild world where people are just allergic to everything. I could tell you something. I mentioned this in the last break. I want to make sure we get it out before we roll out, especially with this break. I could tell you something that's not allergic. The Jokic brothers are not allergic to controversy. I mean, last night, the Denver Nuggets walk away with a victory over the Lakers. They are not allergic to, rubbing it in people's faces. I mean, Jack Nicholson, they eliminated the Lakers last year, and the Jokic brothers are telling him about it. And then last night, it's being reported, they punched a fan in the face. Hickey, did you see that?
Oh, I saw the video.
Is it that serious? The Jokic brothers, I get it. Jokic is fun. He's goofy. He's quiet. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't do anything. He's just very stoic. But his brothers are the muscle. And they're punching fans in the face now? The NBA is investigating this. I think I saw something that the police are also looking into what the hell is going on. And if you're the NBA, at what point after you punch somebody one time do you tell the brothers, hey, y'all got to just stay away for the rest of the season? And if you have another incident, you just might get banned from arenas. Just because it's the Jokic brothers, he gets a pass? It can't be the fit. That can't be. If I punch somebody in the arena, what happens to me, Hickey?
You banned.
I'm banned. But Jokic's gigantic brothers, who also happen to be 6'10", 6'11", power lifters, they can stick around and punch people in the face. It shows you what type of fair world that we live in, right?
I hope. Now, I hope they're in the right here, in the sense that someone said something very vile and they're in the right for punching him. Because the other, like, I'm with you. Like, I really don't want to see a situation where now all of a sudden their behavior overshadows what their brother's doing on the court, which is unbelievable. I mean, I hope they're not that stupid, first of all, just to be swinging at random idiot fans that want to say something. I don't know what is worth saying at this point. You're in your home arena. I don't think you're getting chirped by a Lakers fan. I don't know what was said. I hope it was bad enough in a way where they're in the right of doing what they did.
They said something about, hey, your mother's, the Jokic mom, something or whatever. That's the justification you're looking for?
I hope, just because otherwise, like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You have a big target on your back because of your last name. That's the last thing you should be doing, is putting yourself in controversy, especially after a win at home.
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. Beat him up outside, right? I don't know if there is justification. Like, there's too much at stake, at risk. You don't need to get your brother involved in this. But you know what? I guess Jokic doesn't care about anything. So this is small fries for him, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of small fries, Caitlin Clark is getting a big bag. We'll talk about it on the other side. Plus some punishments for the Falcons. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout-outs to Mark Sanchez. Hickey, what is he? Is he doing college or is he doing professional analysis? He's in the booth, right?
He is. He does a lot of NFC West games, I want to say. But no, he's NFL color commentator on Big Fox.
Wow. Well, good for him. He's one of many that in a long list of guys who was supposed to be the franchise quarterback for the New York Jets. And maybe Sam Darnold will be on television in a few years.
What about Zach Wilson? It's a Jets way, right?
I don't know. Look, Zach Wilson doesn't come across. At least Mark Sanchez has a personality, right? Sam Darnold doesn't do much of anything. He's just trying to still play in the league, hoping that he can get a job. When it comes down to Zach Wilson, has he shown much of a personality?
In the short time he's been in New York, he's shown a personality, if you want to call it that, of blaming other people.
Oh, well, that's what people do. That's what folks do all the time. Ironically, the New York Jets just put out a, what do you call this? They put up a post on Instagram, and they thanked Zach Wilson for his contributions to the team. And you should see the comments from fans actually, appreciating Zach Wilson. Some of the comments, for what exactly? Why don't we have a no thank you button? Thank you, Zach. Now go fill your potential. Thanks for ruining 3 years of my life. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. There's no way that you, the New York Jets, posted this. Laugh my ass off. Thank you for finally being off of the roster. Why are we thanking this bum? See ya is one of the comments. Thank you for what? This post is psychotic. Thank you for all of the stress, false hope, and years off of our lives. New York Jet fans to a Zach Wilson. There you go.
Why are we doing that, JR?
Say again?
Why are they posting a thank you?
I don't know. But the other part about it is, why are they thanking him? The other 50% are actually fans blaming the New York Jets for failing him. And so that's the other element. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tommy in Mississippi. Hey, Tommy, you're on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hello, JR. How you doing, sir? Glad
Excellent.
To be able to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
Last time I got to talk to you, you had one of the best sports questions that you could ever have on the radio.
What was it?
And name the biggest event that you ever went to in a sporting event that you probably would never see again.
Well, is that I asked that to the public?
Yes, sir, you did.
What was your answer?
Game 7, NLCS, Sid Breen scoring from second base on Francisco Cabrera's single for the Braves to go to the World Series and beat the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, well, damn. Well, when did I ask this? Like 2-3 years ago?
About 2 years ago. That's a long time I've not talked to you.
Well, damn, Tommy, where the hell you been? What's going on with you?
Well, I'm on my way to Biloxi right now to go win some money off them.
So, you going to the Beau Rivage?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations. What's up?
Okay. I asked your producer this, and he said you probably would know the answer better than he would. What is the training schedule that these referees have to go through for the NBA? So how long does it take to become a referee in the NBA?
Oh, man, I don't know the specific process, but I can tell you this. It's years, okay? It's years. A lot of play, you actually have to apply, and it's like everything else. You have to have experience. And so a lot of the referees, they have to go through training. They got to become a part of the union. They actually have to start off. A lot of them come from college. They then end up in the G League. Like, the NBA has extensive programs before you can become a referee. The referees in the NBA, they're also graded on their performance and what they do and what they don't do. These guys can be demoted. I mean, for instance, and they're not just guys, there's a female referee, excuse me for not knowing her name, but she's the first female ref, I want to say, to officiate a playoff game in, I think, what, 5 to 10 years? The first since, wow, Violet Palmer? So they get evaluated, and they get graded just like everybody else.
Wow, that's incredible. But I just don't see how why everybody has to be on these referees so much. I mean, God, they're human, you know? I mean, to err is human, isn't that correct? And that's the biggest saying, to err is human?
That is true, but also to be human is to blame somebody else. Isn't that also accurate?
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you on that, JR. You do educate people quite a bit on your show.
Oh, I try my best. Well, thank you, Tommy. Go win some money for both of us at the Beau Rivage, okay?
Yes. Bet on black.
No doubt about it. Yeah, thank you, Tommy. You too. Hickey, let me tell you something. I've been to the Beau Rivage before in Biloxi. They have the best, what is it called? I can't even tell you. I guess it's not the best, right? Is it raisin? It's a sweet dish. It's a dessert. Not raisin bread. Oh, man, what is it called? Do you know what I'm talking
cornbread?
About?
Cornbread? Sweet bread? I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, it's cinnamon raisin bread?
Yeah, what is it called? Oh, man, people are cursing me out all over the country right now. Bread pudding. Bread pudding.
Interesting.
They have some of the best. Have you ever had bread pudding before?
No.
Oh, my God.
It has raisins in it. No, thank you.
It's sweet. What do you say? It's sweet. It has raisins. It's the best thing ever. What's your favorite dessert, Hickey?
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm a sweets guy, so this is right up my alley here. I would say, like, your classic dessert, give me, like, a nice, freshly cooked brownie. Oof. A little ice cream on top that melts, too. Mmm.
Just a regular chocolate brownie?
Yeah, no, I'm a simple man. I don't need a lot of exquisite. You know, one thing drives me crazy, when they put walnuts in it. A lot of places do that. I don't know why they try to dress it up. A nice, freshly baked brownie with ice cream on it, you don't need walnuts. You don't need any of the other fancy toppings or add-ons. Simple, let it go and enjoy it.
Oh, I understand completely. People put too many nuts in everything. This is like, I'm a fan of salad. Why are people putting all types of nuts in salads? Like, just give me the greens. People want texture and all this stuff. Just give me the damn basics, man.
Ironically, I feel like peanut allergies are through the roof now, too. Like, everyone's got some sort of nut allergy, yet, hey, let's add more nuts to this, add more nuts to that.
Is it nuts or gluten first? I could go back 15 years. I never heard gluten in my life, and nowadays everybody can't have gluten.
I agree, and I'm not going to say anything that jinxes my health because I love a lot of foods with gluten. I love peanut butter, and the last thing I want to do is curse myself and then not be able to eat either of those foods.
Well, there's enough individuals out there with it. So we got to wait and see about gluten. And it's a wild world where people are just allergic to everything. I could tell you something. I mentioned this in the last break. I want to make sure we get it out before we roll out, especially with this break. I could tell you something that's not allergic. The Jokic brothers are not allergic to controversy. I mean, last night the Denver Nuggets walk away with a victory over the Lakers. They are not allergic to, like, rubbing it in people's faces. I mean, Jack Nicholson, they eliminated the Lakers last year, and the Jokic brothers are telling him about it. And then last night it's being reported they punched a fan in the face. Hickey, did you see that?
Oh, I saw the video.
Like, what, is it that serious? Like, the Jokic brothers, I get it. Jokic is fun. He's goofy. He's quiet. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't do anything. He's just very stoic. But his brothers are the muscle. And they're punching fans in the face now? The NBA is investigating this. I think I saw something that the police are also looking into what the hell is going on. And if you're the NBA, at what point after you punch somebody one time do you tell the brothers, like, hey, y'all got to just stay away for the rest of the season. And if you have another incident, you just might get banned from arenas. Like, just because it's the Jokic brothers, he gets a pass? It can't be if I punch somebody in the arena, what happens to me, Hickey?
You? Banned.
I'm banned. But Jokic's gigantic brothers, who also happen to be 6'10", 6'11", power lifters, like, they can stick around and punch people in the face. It shows you what type of fair world that we live in, right?
I hope they're in the right here, in the sense that someone said something very vile and they're in the right for punching them. Because the other, like, I'm with you. Like, I really don't want to see a situation where now all of a sudden their behavior overshadows what their brother's doing on the court, which is unbelievable. I mean, I hope they're not that stupid, first of all. Just to be swinging at random idiot fans that want to say something. I don't even know what is worth saying at this point. You're in your home arena. I don't think you're getting chirped by a Lakers fan. I don't know what was said. I hope it was bad enough in a way where they're in the right of doing what they did.
They said something about, hey, your mother's, the Jokic mom, something or whatever. That's the justification you're looking for?
I hope, just because otherwise, like, what are you doing? Like, say, what are you doing? You have a big target on your back because of your last name. That's the last thing you should be doing, is putting yourself in controversy, especially after a win at home.
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. Beat them up outside, right? I don't know if there is justification. Like, there's too much at stake, at risk. You don't need to get your brother involved in this. But you know what? I guess Jokic doesn't care about anything. So this is small fries for him, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of small fries, Caitlin Clark is getting a big bag. We'll talk about it on the other side. Plus some punishments for the Falcons. Don't move.